Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Soul Shift. I'm Danny, your host, and today we are talking about imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome and how we can overcome it and at times embrace it. Let's start by acknowledging that feeling like a fraud or doubting your accomplishments is something that a ton of people experience, including me. You'll hear my story here in a little bit. And if you don't know what imposter syndrome is, by the way, it's like that voice in your head that tells you you don't deserve something, you're not good enough to do something. Maybe it's promotion or a job opportunity or starting a business, anything where you are growing or doing something new that you haven't done before and you feel you could do it. Imposter syndrome is where you just feel like maybe it's not really meant for you. Maybe you don't have the skills to do that successfully. So that's what this episode's all about. If you have ever struggled with that, I would highly recommend you listen in, grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and let's get started. So there was a time that I landed a huge project at work. I had the task of basically helping my team become the official team of Mexico, which is a huge deal. There was a ton of work involved, and this was my first season in this role. And instead of feeling proud or excited, I genuinely felt like I didn't deserve it. And I felt like I was underqualified to do what was being asked of me. I kept thinking that I don't have sales or marketing background. Like, I don't have a degree in that. My background is in education and in special education. And I got this job because I've always had an interest in sales and marketing, and I'm naturally talented when it comes to that. And that's how I got this position. However, when I was given my first big task as the leader of this project, a project manager really is what I am, I began to doubt myself and think, how in the world am I going to pull this off? I don't have any specialized training in this, even though I had been successful leading up to this point, which is why it was offered to me in the first place. And that's really what imposter syndrome is. It's that constant fear of being exposed as like a fraud, even though deep down, you know, I knew I had the skills and the expertise to do this job. But anyway, my team went on to crush the sales. We surpassed our goal and all was well, but I was definitely not fully confident in my ability to lead that team. And I really had to shift my perspective. And what helped me in that moment was realizing, number one, that it's not crazy that I'm feeling this way. And for a long time, I didn't even know that that feeling I had was called imposter syndrome. I saw someone online talking about it at one point, and then I did more research and I saw that so many successful people, CEOs, artists, entrepreneurs deal with and have dealt with imposter syndrome at some point in their journey and in their careers. And that's okay. It doesn't make us any less capable or worthy of success. And I think it's humbling, and it makes the success even better when it comes. Another thing that has really helped me combat imposter syndrome is keeping a success journal. And I know that sounds kind of crazy. And honestly, when I first heard about it, I thought it was crazy too, but it really did help me in the moments I really needed it. And it helps me whenever those moments arise now. I will say that it has become less frequent of an issue for me, the imposter syndrome, but the success journal was a huge help for me. What the success journal is every time I accomplish something, big or small, I write it down. It's a tangible reminder of my capabilities and serves as evidence that I am indeed capable at these things that I'm trying to pursue and accomplish. When I first started in my marketing career, I was, and honestly, I still am, the youngest person in the room and in these meetings that I have to often lead as the manager of a team. I'm the youngest person in the room, and it felt like, it still feels like, I have to prove myself constantly. In education, when I became an autism specialist, I was the youngest in the room, and I wasn't always taken seriously. But over time, I realized my age didn't really matter. And I just had to enter those conversations with the knowledge that I already knew I had, with the ideas that I already knew that I had, and just go for it and speak with my confidence and just let my work speak for me. And that just became what I did. I led successful campaigns. We increased engagement metrics, and I received a lot of positive feedback from clients and colleagues. So despite my initial doubts and the imposter syndrome that kept creeping in, I just focused on my strengths. I collaborated with my team, and we delivered results, and we honestly exceeded expectations. I surpassed our goal. I want to take a moment, though, to acknowledge the emotional toll that imposter syndrome can take on us. It's not just about doubting your abilities. It's about questioning your own worth and your value. And that really is like a heavy burden to carry. The constant self-criticism and negative self-talk that comes with imposter syndrome, having an inner critic constantly telling you that you might not be capable enough, all the self-doubt just constantly, those thoughts spiral into anxiety, and that happens quickly. That kind of self-doubt can be paralyzing, and it could affect your confidence and your ability to take on new challenges and new roles. It just could hinder you from moving forward with your life. If you are constantly walking on eggshells and afraid that at any moment someone will discover that you're not as competent as you appear, that's not healthy. That's not good for you. That's not great for your mental health. Another aspect of imposter syndrome that often I think goes overlooked is how it can impact not only us, but our children and our future generations. When we give into imposter syndrome and allow it to dictate our actions and beliefs, we inadvertently pass those limiting beliefs onto our children. Children are incredibly perceptive and observant. They pick up on our attitudes, behaviors, and the way we talk about ourselves. If they see us constantly doubting our abilities, downplaying our achievements, or, you know, holding back out of fear of being seen as too much, they'll begin to internalize those messages as well. Imagine the message that we send when your kids hear you say, "Oh, I was just lucky," or "I don't even know why they gave me that award. That could have definitely gone to someone else." Your children hear that and they start to question their own worth and capabilities. Be confident and accept those things. When you get these rewards and accolades and recognitions, accept it and let your children see you doing that. You don't want them to develop their own version of imposter syndrome, believing that they're not good enough or that success is only for others and not for them. The cycle will continue until we break it. And as parents, caregivers, role models, it is crucial that we lead by example and show our children what it means to embrace our successes and own our strengths and navigate these challenges that come up with resilience. Teach them it's okay to make mistakes, and you may not know everything at once. You know, no one does. No one goes into a role just knowing everything, but you learn and you get better as you go. We learn and grow from our failures and celebrate those achievements without doubt or guilt. Equip them with the tools they need to thrive in a world that will often try to diminish their shine. We are unfortunately in a space where everyone's not clapping when you have successful moments. That's what our children are going into. We need to teach them that it's okay. You don't need everyone to clap for you. You just go and thrive and do what you know to do. So, to anyone listening who may be struggling with imposter syndrome, remember you are stronger than you think. Take small steps, celebrate your wins, and surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up. And that's really it for today, everyone. It was a short, quick reminder that you can do this. Imposter syndrome is just a temporary obstacle on your path to wherever you're headed. And until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep embracing the shifts. Bye.